This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
As we approach the 16 days of activism for nonviolence against women and children this week, things are looking pretty grim for the country as the murder rate increases. You would have seen the increases or the stats released by the Minister of Safety and Security earlier today. According to those latest crime stats released by the Minister, for the second quarter of the year 2022-2023, this would be this financial year, listen to this. There were 989 women murdered during this period, while 315 children aged between 0 and 17 were also murdered. There's something going on our schools as well. This represents an increase of 92 and 28% respectively. Gauteng Community Safety of Head. Let me read that again. The Gauteng Community Safety Head of the Department, Nonsikelelo Sisulu, joins us here on Power 98.7. Nonsikelelo, how are you, ma'am?
From what you've read, I'm not very well. Haven't been since I've assumed the position.
You haven't been since you've assumed the position?
No.
Yes. You know, I was talking earlier in the show about the kind of stats that are being released and the kind of numbers, and people were phoning earlier in to say a lot of people in the open line between 8 and 9 o'clock were phoning in to say, particularly, not persuaded to talk about it or anything. Just, it's an open line. People can just phone in and talk about anything. And so many people phoned in to speak about the kind of stats that the minister was releasing today, the kind of stats that are happening at our schools, particularly also that against, you know, women and children. And new crimes that are emerging in the country as well, because, and in essence, it's not new crimes, but in essence, they are evolving very, very fast and very differently. For example, kidnapping is something South Africans and Gautengers never knew, you know, for a very, very long time, not at least with these kind of numbers. So you haven't been for a while, not since you've taken up this position. And so how are you dealing with it?
I'm not dealing very well with it at a very emotional and personal level.
Mm-hmm.
But at a very professional level, I do need to ensure that there are
mm-hmm.
partnerships and collaborations
mm-hmm.
with the private sector and civil society organizations. But there is an integrated way in which we as the government, provincial government, work in order for us to combat in one way, prevent, because at the moment, obviously, because this is ongoing, we have to be at the responsive end. But we also are working towards being at the prevention end. So we are compelled. There's no way we can do it alone. If anybody would follow me on social media, and I've had quite a few people call me like, I'm missing you on social media. You're not saying anything. I'm like, there's nothing for me to say. I've got so much more to deal with other people's realities of losing their children and the number of young people stabbing each other at school level, at high school level, people going into incarceration, being convicted and having sentences, that there's just no, what is there more for me to post on my social, on my own social, I'd rather let the department post on the work that we're doing for us to then move forward. So the difficulty at the moment is that the only way that you know about what is happening, and the only way that I know about what is happening, the truth is twofold. One is because somebody has actually reported it and it's received media attention. The other is that because we've engaged with the community and they've chosen to speak out and then it's received our attention. Other than those ways of actually the people who've been violated in any particular way being the ones speaking out, neither you nor I, at a media level, nor at a government level, are able to assist them. And it is very important for us to be cognizant that at a family level, very few people who, at a family level, actually believe that I, Nontsikelelo Sisulu, have been a victim of gender-based violence, or that you, as a male, have been a victim of gender-based violence. Yes, males have a less number of, you know, statistically, you are less. But it doesn't mean that it's a neglectable less. You know, one person who's passed away in your family,
due to crime,
yes, you know what it costs. Just, and know what it costs at the financial level, at an emotional level, and what it costs in terms of disruption in terms of the entire family, whether it's a male or a female. So it's really, really important for us to take that into cognizance and put that into perspective. So it's, for me, I really, it's very difficult. It's very, very difficult to dissociate myself as a human being, as a member of society, as a woman in South Africa from what is happening, but also as a mother of boys and what is happening and what kind of males they will grow up to be in their own families. So it's really important that the that media are a partner. You will decide how, what kind of a partner you want to be. Are you the partner who's going to report after the fact? Or are you the partner who's going to be with us on the journey? And I cannot dictate what your terms and conditional employment are. But you need to decide as the media. But we know that you're very, very powerful. And we know that we need you. And we need each other in order for us to say, are you in the media space communicating the successes of the child who was kidnapped as a matter of fact 3 minutes earlier, reported to a Gauteng traffic police officer, recovered 15 minutes later, and brought back to their family about an hour, 2 hours later. Some of those are not able to be reported. Why? Because investigations need to happen, and we can't prejudice the supposedly suspects until due diligence has taken place, until the court processes have taken place, and you wouldn't also want to be disadvantaged by the legal system, because we, as Gauteng Traffic Police, have decided to say, no, we found you, we saw you, we did that. So we don't want to release that early. So a lot of people, and we really understand their frustration, I do want to refer to the issue, the most recent issue of the assassination of Chris Hani. To say, years later, we are all reeling, or most of us are reeling. It's like it was just yesterday. So if your son, your daughter was raped yesterday, and the stats and how it's reported about a woman, a child, was hung from a tree, pregnant, and both the woman and the unborn child are now no more, but the suspect now has bail. What do you do?
Yes, what do you do? Nontsikelelo, I'm going to say thank you so much, ma'am, for your input tonight. That's Nontsikelelo Sisulu, Gauteng Community Safety Head of the Department. Ma'am, thank you so much for joining us here on Power and telling us exactly how you feel.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.